Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. Another nation joins airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. That, according to a foreign ministry statement, the aircraft began attacking IS targets late Friday across the border in Syria that were deemed to be threats to Turkey. After months of delay, Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against Islamic State extremists. Turkish jets used smart bombs to attack IS positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace. And later, Turkey granted U.S. jets access to a key airbase close to the Syrian border. The U.S. Defense Department is hailing the success of Kurdish fighters in clearing territory and setting villages free in northern Iraq from Islamic State militants. The Kurdish forces, known as Peshmerga, were helped by coalition airstrikes in seizing more than 200 square kilometers from the militants and clearing them out of seven villages since Wednesday. Video released Friday by the Pentagon shows a U.S. airstrike destroying an Islamic State armored vehicle that was to be used as a truck bomb. The airstrike took place near Tuz in northern Iraq. Pentagon says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes will continue destroying Islamic State positions, infrastructure, and equipment in support of the Kurds. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has arrived in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials, who asked not to be identified, told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. This is VOA News.